Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
See the working class podcast? Everybody follow them. This is part two, everybody. So watch this space.
Have you haircut, son?
Get your ears on.
Well, he must be talking to a bird. Yeah, mate, I hope it's not one of your birds.
I know.
Fuck's sake, you're coming down, man.
Stay away from them all.
Did you cut your hair?
I go to that Celtic barber's down the other road.
Is there one of them Celtic ones?
The sale piles of fag out the back of it.
No, the Celtic barbers next door to
the Phoenix.
Oh, I had his where it is. I knew you had there.
Well, you got a short back and sides, fuck all the tap.
All around here, and then he cuts a wee bit of the tap and then starts picking it all up and then does your eyebrows and all.
To do your back sack and crack?
A short back and sides, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah, back sack and crack?
No, flip. Don't be confident, don't do
that. He has every fucking doofers in the house. Over full wax. Get you ready for all the christenings you're going to.
Oh, fuck.
Looks sick.
How many tins is that you're on, Connor?
That's my first one of the day.
Should be up to about 3 o'clock in the morning.
North 34 to go. It would end up not making it in for the second half, so Burns, you're going to have to just... You're a lone wolf now, mate. Is that alright, mate?
You're the A side anyway, do you know what I mean?
You're the big dog.
You're the man.
You're the man, the myth, the legend. The one, the only. DJ Connor Burns.
I would say from the Antrim Road, but you're from the West these days, aren't you?
Oh, why?
The West is far better, or what is it?
Far better.
We need to get a wee night out with you sometime, Burns.
I know.
Where would we go? Where would you go for a night out?
Like Sloan's.
That's our local.
Days are in the town, like the. What do you call that bar?
Hard bar?
No, like kitchen bar.
For Toy Square? We went there the other
day. That is a good beach
bar. And then you can go to Dirty Onion.
Shit.
That's a powerful wee bar as well.
He's too busy. Is he trying to get a paint around that side of town?
I know, but you can sit inside away from everybody.
There's all Dirty Onions that go in there too.
Do you drink in that bar?
Oh, what?
Where's Dirty Onion?
Right.
Do you call the wee man the toilet? What's his name?
Ronaldo. You call him Ronaldo? Same where I flapped.
Do you ever piss in him? You're actually pissing the man's toilet, Burnsy. Do you ever see the older generation, the way to piss, Kirk? One hand
up against the wall.
And they are the grabber dicks like this.
They
grab her dick like that. Right, lads. Not Willie watching, Burnsy, but that's how the older generation piss. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, farting like fucking off.
And then see the bar.
I know.
Looks like I want him.
And then see that bar round the corner from the hard bar. The wee entry bit.
What are you on about? The wee entry bit. It has all the things dangling across it. It's all fancy. It's all like cobbles.
Duke of York, and then you have that bar. Next, no, round the,
I know where you're on about.
But in there, and then you have Lux. See that other bar, what do you call it? You're going for food, no? What do you call that bar? You know, they have the wee shutters.
Common Market.
Have you been in there?
A food. I love it.
The burgers, what do you call that burger?
Smash burgers.
You ever have one?
See the size of their pizzas?
No. What, smash burgers?
You can buy just a slice, one slice.
Oh, but you can get a box of it.
Burnsy, tell me this here. I've been thinking about this all day and I'm wondering if you would be able to work this out, right? How does a black cow eat green grass but give white milk?
I don't know.
Say that again, Gav. How does a black cow eat
green grass
but give out white milk?
What way would you... How would you work that out, Burnsy?
I don't know.
Fuck me.
Put your head away, wouldn't it?
That's mental. I couldn't.
Fuck's sake, a feeler's won't last yet.
I know.
I lay in bed thinking about these things. Swear to fuck.
No, you do.
ever get Russell's, the shop? Do you know what the one about? It's like a sandwich.
There's one over in the Antrim Road.
There's not.
Russell's, there sure is. It sits facing...
That just contradicts everything I'm going to say, because I was going to say they're only in Protestant areas.
Bad, just keep it clean.
Right. I've never seen a Russell's in a Catholic area. They're always wee Protestant areas. If it's the right one I'm on, but it's like, says Russell and has like a wee fork in the name.
See, on your TikTok lives and your own TikTok pages, keep your comments clean. Stop faking each other and stop slamming each other on your pages. There's parents on your own TikTok pages with your own kids. You should have all to get up for schools the next morning and bring your own kids to schools, and you're all getting banned, you're getting bananas and all. Stop getting on the way you're all carrying on. I'm deadly serious about this today. Catch yourselves on and grow up. You're not wee girls or wee boys no more. You're grown adults. Have a bit of sense and listen to yourselves what you're doing wrong. I'm being deadly serious. I'm sick and tired of challenges on your own pages. I keep telling you to calm yourselves down. Breathe.
100%, Burnsy.
Close your eyes and breathe through your nose. I'm serious. Grow up, people.
Burnsy, that's what you do if you get a stitch. In the nose, out the mouth.
Count to 10.
Count to 10 and breathe.
100%.
Mommy, all breathe, Burnsy.
And see everybody that's in Ibiza. Enjoy yourselves over in Ibiza. I'm barely serious.
Here, we need to get the Ibiza. Me, you, Kirk, John, boy. We'll get Tony, we'll get Roberto, and we'll all head over.
Did you not tell me you won't be seen in Ibiza, bud?
I'd love to go to Ibiza.
Would he? You'd love it, all the dance music.
I know, I know. Because your man thinks over there at the moment. Shugs.
What do you think your man fucking Wayne Lineker? Gary Lineker's brother?
Him at runs about
Don't
even
talk about that. Why?
Because. What happened there?
Just don't talk about it.
Fuck him, call him out.
No, no.
He's a fucking creepy cunt. And I call him out right now.
We've met him a couple of times. He's got a couple of photos and all of him.
Yeah. Every year I go to Ibiza, I get a picture with him. And every year I hold up the picture I got with him the year before, so it's just a picture of me holding a picture with him, of me holding a picture with him, of me.
What,
and
did
I just,
you got three of them now or something?
Three in a row.
Folks, see what we hang on your TikTok lives and your TikTok pages. See what I put up in my own post for you. That goes to every one of your pages. It's positive vibes on your pages. It's not negative vibes. Don't be coming onto your pages and your TikTok lives saying it's not positive vibes. It is positive vibes. I'm being deadly serious. Grow up, people. I see these parents sitting in your own homes. Come out looking for your daughters and your sons while they're out drinking. Go out and look for them and bring them home and make sure they get home safe. Don't be sitting behind a phone or sitting behind a screen. I'm telling everything's all right. Everything's not all right. I'm being deadly serious. Parents, right. Do you as you're told.
Throw the shit now, parents.
I don't need to tell these parents what it is.
It makes her really good. So you don't even have to go like that. You're all right just there.
Who's your favourite celebrity?
Alexander Burt.
Oh,
sure,
just
cool.
Just one.
It has to be. She's always came first.
Alexander Burt.
Alexander Burt.
What are you getting a kebab, Burnsy? What's your order?
Oh, don't even talk about that.
What's your order?
No, I'm not saying.
I say?
No.
Well, my favourite takeaway is a Chankers, like, right? But we're not talking about that. If I was getting a kebab, doner kebab, chilli, garlic sauce, veg on it, naan bread, that's it.
Salt and vinegar?
No, chilli and garlic sauce. What do you get? That's it. Like, plain and simple.
I like a Goodfellas.
Burnsy,
what's yours?
A curry half and half out of Chinese with posting the chicken balls and noodles.
Prawn cracker.
You had that last night, didn't you? You were FaceTiming me showing the chicken balls last night.
What Chinese?
To be Bride's Chippy in the Adam Road. Say the garage where you were sitting.
Burnsy, do you know chicken balls are made out of chickens?
Balls?
Did you know
the bottom?
No, the testes. That's what they're made out of. Do you ever eat them when I was here to be fishy?
No.
That's what that is.
Don't even start that.
Here, show your followers your fan up, Burnsy.
I'm going to say some of these people right now today. See the Working Class Podcast? Everybody follow them. Follow their page. Make and sure describe their Working Class Podcast. Describe to them. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. And then follow my page on TikTok and my own Snapchat. It's Connor Burns 24. Ladies only. No fellas allowed to Snapchat me. Or we lads, I'm being deadly serious.
Can we actually just put this right here? Because we never asked for subscribers. And fucking our views.
Everyone, describe to my page as well if you want it.
Right. We haven't even put that out there once, have we?
Not once. Yeah. So anyone watching, do us a favour, smash the subscribe button there, because fucking getting some views and the subscribers is so long to go up.
Get on YouTube, Working Class Podcast, subscribe.
Yes, get on to YouTube, describe. And get on to their TikTok, their Snapchat, and their Instagram pages. Describe to us right now the day. And let's get this out here to the open.
Kirk was saying there, you're starting OnlyFans.
No, I'm not. You said that.
He's a fucking messer, isn't he?
It must be a different kind of burn, Jen.
Well, she had OnlyFans. It doesn't have to be dirty stuff.
You can show your boxing skills and all.
Oh, people can just pay and you can just lift weights. You can just, you know what I mean?
But everybody, I'm serious now today. Enjoy your works. Behave yourselves. Pick up your kids from school. Pick them up from your kids from nurseries. Bring them home. Get their dinners on. Get their homework all out and on the table. Get over and done with. Get them bathed. Get them to bed. And then try and relax yourselves.
Put your feet up.
Take
your shoes off.
Oh, why?
What do you do to relax, Burnsy?
I sit and watch Emily on Carnation Street.
So that's the same before Tony left her earlier on when we were talking. The Emmerdale was your favourite one. Or no, Carnation Street was your favourite.
Carnation Street and Emmerdale.
Who's your favourite actor? Just like out of films, no?
There's like all different ones.
Go give us one.
There's loads of them.
Which favourite superhero?
There's one load of them.
Sitting there.
Let me put this into the scenario. You're falling off a building, right? And you're going to hit the ground and you're going to die, right? And you have to pick one superhero to save you. Who do you pick up?
I can't even.
Try to think. So someone can obviously who can fly. Because you
like Superman.
There you go.
Or Spider-Man. And then you watch a Deadpool and he's on it as well. There's a Spider-Man in that as well.
No, but Deadpool can't fly.
Oh, they can. By the way, hanging in the next one from New York. There's a Spider-Man in Deadpool.
Is it?
But he catches it on the hospital bed, and the hospital bed's meant to fall.
Have you watched Deadpool?
Yeah.
Did you watch the new one with Wolverine?
I've watched the
one that's in the cinema.
I've watched the first one.
There's one in the cinema now. It's funny as fuck, isn't it?
Is it?
It's good, alright.
I had to get that watched.
Ryan Reynolds? That's who the action.
Say another thing. Josh, you're finished. You're retired now, big son. You're going for your tea. And I'll catch you. Yep.
100%, Burnsy. When are you fighting again, Burnsy?
Everybody, give Ando Kikachi a wee follow as well on TikTok if you can.
Plus a follow, never mind. Yeah, when are you fighting, Burnsy? You were saying in the car you're fighting soon, Ballycastle or something?
I'm Ballycastle Marine Hotel.
Who are you fighting up for?
I don't know yet, it hasn't been announced yet.
Who's running the show?
Me and George Hughes.
What is?
It's a Conor Burns Promotions.
Is it? are we embedded?
Yeah.
Baba?
You and George Hughes?
Mm-hmm.
He's boxing, isn't he?
But if any of you ladies want to sign up to our boxing training, you have to train for six weeks or 7 weeks training. Get out running the roads. And then if any of you fellas want to come up and fight in the Ballycastle Marine Hotel, you are more than welcome to come and sign up the forms. And then if parents, if your kids want to fight in our ring, send them our way at the Ballycastle Marine Hotel. And same forms, come up with your kids and speak with me in churches. It's a Conor Burns Promotion show, do you know what I mean?
Burnsy, you were saying, why does George Hughes, why was his fight cancelled?
Something to do with medical conditions, him and Leon Foyle.
What happened?
The two of them failed.
Both of them did?
The both of them.
They fought before already, but didn't they?
He won.
George Hughes had him all the way.
Where's he from? Is he from over your way?
We Leon Foyle's over from my way and George's out from Ballycastle.
George Hughes from Ballycastle?
Mm-hmm.
Alex?
Yeah.
I thought he was from Antrim Road.
No, he's from Ballycastle.
Is that why you're having that event up in Ballycastle?
Huh.
I'll fight on it. So does it have to be someone the same size as me?
Bigger Keisha.
Do you know anyone out there?
There's loads of people that we all know out there.
Shazzy Shankle.
I don't want to fight a boxer.
No, we're like saying her name on this because you're going to get done again.
Going to get bananaed?
You'll get bananaed.
What? Saying that? she's not even worth saying her name.
Don't be mentioning on her name on here.
Tell everyone, what was she writing earlier on?
I'm not saying it on.
No, by me?
No, I'm not saying it.
You were the one told me.
I know, but I'm not saying it.
She's a hazard that week, aren't you?
Folks, I'm serious now today. Get following our pages and be nice on our pages. Be nice on the Working Class Podcast. Be nice on their YouTube channel. Describe to them. Describe my page on TikTok and my own YouTube channel. So get on to that, folks.
Burnsy.
I'm being deadly serious.
Would you ever host a podcast?
I'd love to.
What about
you had his own one before?
I had my own one in the end.
The Conor Burns podcast?
Cancelled.
The M word. Boy, I always can't say their names on here.
UDA?
No.
No. They said their name earlier on. No, well, that got into that, but you had your own show anyway. Can I ever do your own one again?
I would love to do my own one. For the 2024 one and the end of 2025 one.
But you can only take on so much work if you're doing the boxing shows, a podcast, you need to balance it all out.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Burns, you're going to put it on the floor. Do you want a hammer? You were saying there, fuck it. You have a driving license? When did you pass that?
Oh, that was way last year.
Did you? Many minors you get?
Oh, nine, that's it.
Have you not a woman? Do you have a bird?
Not telling you, it's on the DL.
Is it? Fuck's sake, sure, if that would start murder between all the birds.
I'll start murder on that.
Have you any children, birdie?
No, don't.
Good man.
And keep that single. Keep
single, that Ryan Domingo.
Oh, what?
What's a crack at night then, Pernsie?
Frego.
Getting a big dirty kebab.
No, I have my own dinner.
Do you cook? What would you cook?
The chicken soup and the rice.
Soup and rice, no.
Could you make a full spaghetti bolognese?
Yep.
Cozy.
And then have me own bottle of water sitting in my bed. Just sit and chill with crescent chocolate and all.
Wee chocolate bar.
What's your favourite film?
Holyoaks, Emmerdale and Carnation Street.
No, they're soaps. Films, no, like Denzel Washington, no. All them.
Daniel Washington, and then the Home Alone.
Home Alone's coming into Home Alone season, eh? Yeah,
Kevin McAllister. But what happened to him? What was a cracker?
He was meant to go away and Haldane was meant to, and then next one, he was in the airport and all like brothers and sisters were all giving the bag over to his man, back to his man tagging. He wasn't even on the plane. And his man, where's my son? Only got there.
Oh, where was he?
Back at the house.
Did they miss him?
What?
Did they miscount
him? The man went to the cops and then back the window says, I'm trying to look for my son and all this year and all, and then the next month he was standing at the Christmas tree lights.
In New York.
They were in a different country and he was still racking the house, so he was throwing parties and all.
That's a good wee show, isn't it? Then there's one he actually goes to New York, Home Alone, Lost in New York. The first one. What? No, they go to France in the first one. Oh, the family go to France. They miscount them.
And here, I see an Orby Hing. If anybody wants to follow Glenn Vey, follow the Glenn Vey School on their TikTok and their Facebook page. If any of your kids want to start in Glenn Vey, let the teachers and classroom assistants and the education board know that they want to start the school. So let them know.
That's right, Brandy. Yeah, so we're next time we're going out, we give you a shout, Brandy. You coming out, we're going to have a wee working class podcast night out.
This is part two, everybody, so watch this space.
Good man, mate.
Ladies, follow us on our pages, and see if you don't, you know who's going looking for you.
Yep.
You're getting bananas.
No fellas alert, yeah, our TikTok pages, fellas, stay away.
Brandy, they're all coming in, watching it, and then they're going off, and they're not even getting us a wee like button, or... They're not even giving us a people, comment or a subscribe.
Describe, like, share. Everything has to be viewed. Let's get it open night of day. Get your grannies to watch our shows and the podcasts. Everything has to be out and open night of day. But this is part two.
Good man, mate. What was the christening like, you rap, Bernsie?
I was alright, like.
Did you drink much swell?
Oh, 100%.
How many pints would you have drank at the christening?
Right.
Eight or nine?
Steve's voice note me steaming.
What do you drink? Heart base. Was he ringing your statement?
Blocked.
I'm sure that's all right, as long as you weren't starting any trouble.
Just ringing him. What's happening, Jeff?
He's over in the west, if you're saying.
And if any ladies want to meet up with me, yes, know where I am. I'm in O'Day's on a Saturday or a Sunday. Or if I'm in Sloan's, yes, know where I am. Come and find me. Or if I'm in the finals, yes, come to the finals and meet me. End of.
That's right, Burnsy. We need to get you on as a host on this show, Burnsy.
I know. Would you do it? Would you do it?
Oh, what?
Right.
If you want to, do you want to sit here now? And I'll sit there and you're going to ask me a couple of things?
No.
For a laugh? Now? No.
Yeah. Why not?
Just.
Comfy, that's over.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, one.
Good, you're the first person to sit on it.
I am the first one to celebrity right here, people.
You had to clean it all because Shazzy was sitting on it for you.
I don't think there's anyone else more well known than you, probably in Belfast.
Everybody's well known. Mae McFadden. No, John.
Mae McFadden, you were going to say her.
Mae McFadden. It's John Lennon.
That's the real name.
Do you have a man?
Yeah, he lives across. He used to live across the street from me.
What about him? Does Mrs. Bryant's boy? You know him?
O'Carroll.
Yeah, I think it is.
From Dublin.
Would you know your man from going to the Reds matches? Well, when you support Clevenville, do you have my headpiece? Should you call him? He follows Reds.
Oh, the dad?
He has his own wee podcast on it. They had Shane Todd on as their first guest.
He hasn't been on for a while now.
Burnsie, did you hear about the two elephants up at the zoo?
Don't be starting that Kipper again. I can't stand that bit.
No. This isn't a joke. The two elephants are just too old. They're having to get moved. They're having to get moved till Holland. They're getting moved to Holland. Once an elephant's over 50 or something.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Do you ever see the photo in Lennadoon in the Troubles back in the day and there was an elephant? There's a photo out there.
Oh, I seen that there.
John, would you be able to fire that up? Do you ever see a photo of the elephant standing in the middle of a red? Is that true? Anyone comment, is that a legit photo? Like there's an elephant standing there in the middle of a red. What the fuck? That's him, Westies.
Probably fucking went up and stole it out of his zoo, what do you reckon?
They're all hiding behind it.
Sometimes the odd old monkey falls on that motorway. From Belfast Zoo.
Aye. There's been a few.
I can remember years ago, I don't even know if this is true or not. I can remember I actually had a caravan in Ballycastle. Was it a fucking leopard or a jaguar or something? Got out of the zoo and it was meant to be just run the streets.
Oh, what?
Can you remember
it? There was a few get out, like. Sure was.
Burns, he tells us
here. Swans out of the waterworks can say.
The swans? They're all fucked, mate.
Aye, I seen a swan in the waterworks before and it was just swimming in circles. It was, I googled it, there's something wrong with it.
But there, this just, one gets out, you know, out the gate, go out towards the Tafel Road, to walk up it.
Does it?
How do you get it back in?
The big daddy one?
You have to get the council to come get it and bring it back into the...
Not put a lead on, bring it back in.
Can't, it's, the council does all that.
There's a queen on it, there's a king on the swans.
Fuck,
is that a thing?
Is it? They own the swans? I don't know them.
Do you know China own pandas, is it? Or koalas, something like that. It's a panda bar or koala bar. Chain owns them. There you go, Burnsy. So good information for you. You may have to tell all your mates that.
Fun fact of the day.
China owns all koala bars or panda bars.
China. What ways Trump said?
Would you vote for Trump?
Donald Trump.
No, I wouldn't.
Nah, who would you vote
for? He's going for president again. Did he get it? No, it's not.
I think they're trying to clip him again.
Oh, they did. They tried to assassinate him. Did you see that the other week? He's not slick.
Yeah, if that was Jerry Adams shot him, he wouldn't have missed, wouldn't he?
No, but here.
Oh, is that your phone blowing up there? Fuck's sake, you can't even sit down and do a podcast we're having now.
No.
Blowing up.
Or how much do you make on that TikTok live a day?
Like, if anybody's on live, next month they're putting things over to me.
Would you get a couple of quid out of it? Like
roses, the sand all, like teddy bears and love hearts.
Have you ever had a universe?
Yeah, I've had a load of them this morning. There's some boxes.
You're banned at dinner tonight then?
Oh, the round's on you.
And if anybody out there who knows me, or Mel, or Bex, or Scooter Girl, or Roberto Loosley, you know all of us. Please, 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 be nice to each other on all pages, like social media pages. Don't be coming on with nasty comments or being rude to each other. It's 2024 now, people. Grow up and act your ages. These are no wee girls or wee boys. These are grown adults. These are parents to these kids. Your own kids are watching your own lives on your own TikToks and your Facebooks and Snapchats and Instagram pages. Grow up and wise up. Get your head out of your backside and grow up.
100%.
I couldn't say it any better myself. But here, see that old TikTok? See, like all them ones you said there, you saw back each other up, no? It's like a wee community, isn't it?
It's like a community. It's like cross community.
But then there's ones that just start all the drama.
Starts all the drama. I don't like nasty, like, negative vibes on people's pages. Don't like that. See all the drama. Take the drama off TikTok. I'm being serious. TikTok staff, please take the drama off all pages. Make it positive. No negative vibes. I'm being deadly serious. I'm sick and tired of challenging people on their own pages. I have my own pages, and I keep asking people to keep it simple and to be nice to each other. Can't be nasty to people. Grow up. I'm being deadly serious. It goes for Snapchat as well. And it goes for Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, you have to tell these people on Facebook to keep their comments clean. No nasty comments. And see if they don't like it, remove them off your Facebook pages.
Who did you ring me the other day and tell me that was following my account? Peter, eh?
He got lifted the other night, didn't he?
What did you say to me?
Somebody had like a thing on TikTok following him and following me and following everybody else.
And who was it? Peter, eh?
It was like a photo of him. Like following.
Was it a fake page?
I don't know if it's a fake page or not. It was following and then next time I got a mail with me. I'm not answering that.
Nah, don't be
saying. Ringy?
No, like a mail.
You get lifted, sure.
Oh no.
He's really a big house.
What, he's like an R. Kelly, isn't he?
Well, so to say, aye.
Do you like R. Kelly?
I used to like her music, so it is.
What one?
But I like my own friends one. Sure, Cole and Alexander Park one.
What about R. Kelly songs? Do you like any of his songs?
Nah. And then, do you know who else I met when she was here? No, Rihanna.
Oh, fuck, stop it. She's gorgeous.
She was here. She done the Hopeless Place of New Lodge.
Oh, she made a concert in New Lodge. That's what she
yeah,
done.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, because I know you wee man from a short strand. she was with him in the car, spinning the whole car around.
Is that one of our ones doing that in the car?
There was something about a farmer told her to get off the field, wasn't there?
Rihanna,
but she was in the chippy. She was in the chippy, and your man spinning around the chippy in the city, in Belfast city centre.
I know what chip you're on about.
I down that thing.
Say the car park?
Yep.
And the next month, two of them's arguing in the flat. The next month, she slams the door on him. But she was using it was my friend's flat in the new lodge.
So she came here and basically said, right, what's the most run-down place? You know what I mean? Went down the new lodge. But I don't think people realise at the time until after her song came out.
I hate delivering in it. So you're delivering in the new lodge, lads. I swear to fuck. So you're delivering in the new lodge and you get them. There's 70 and big tar blocks. And you have to go to the top floor and everyone in with fuck and see the knock. 70 and power blocks out, it takes about 2 hours. So trying to get in and then see the elevators. They're all
the escalators, you mean?
No, the elevators.
Aye, but you call them really escalators?
No, that's an escalator's the stair one.
Aye, but see, when you press that button, that's escalators as well. Say like you're going to the 20th floor or the 14th floor, then you're coming back down into number one again.
See their elevators?
Mm-hmm.
They're odd and they're even. So see if you have a parcel for 20 and you have a parcel for 17, you have to go into even, go up to 20, come back down, get out of that one and go into the odd lift, and then go back up to 17.
Where's this new lodge?
Aye, fucking bollocks.
Aye, so anyway, we have nothing against new lodge. It was Ryan that said it, not us. Fucking cheeky frigger.
But she was meant to meet me one day. It's in my friend's flat. I'd say my friend owned that flat and she was in. But she didn't shake my hand. She got straight into your man's farm. That her...
She must know you run about with Sarah Colin, oh, fuck's sake.
She didn't see me, but I started waiting up to her, but she didn't see me in the window.
Did you see Justin Timberlake's coming here?
Is he?
Aye.
Where to?
Odyssey.
The Odyssey?
Yeah. Justin Timberlake. I'm bringing sexy back.
Seriously, when, next year?
Aye.
No, start
you
of...
You going to go?
It's the start of November.
We'll be all...
Justin Timberlake coming.
Here, are you going?
No.
Do you know the song... Ba da ba ba ba, I'm loving it.
That's him.
That's him says that.
Is it?
Could be wrong, but I think that
so
is.
So he still be making money off it.
But everybody's making big dough at the month.
What doing?
On TikTok and Snapchat.
That's what it's at, mean. I'm thinking about doing myself. Not. I'm thinking about going full time on it myself. Huh?
But you
know, I'm working like fuck.
We were talking to you earlier on Bax's Live.
And all his money are to be made, like, it takes a lot of time, like, we have our own jobs now too, so, like, it's trying to balance it all out, you know what I mean?
Do you play for a football team, aren't you?
I used to take Lauren.
Did you used to take Doyle?
Who?
Doyle.
I'm strong.
I used to take Doyle years ago.
Johnny, you want to tell anyone there before we wrap?
Make sure you all watch it on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram pages, and describe to every page that we have, and being deadly serious. And I want to thank Pizza Guys and your wee woman, Jane Adams, for sponsoring our boxing show for the Ballycastle Marine Hotel. So thank you, Jane Adams.
You melt there.
You.